Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Family Life Perspectives is sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian psychological clinic whose expertise covers all areas of mental health and substance abuse. Listen as the professionals of Perspectives teach practical skills and offer advice on how to cope with the difficulties and stress of life, including topics that affect you and your family like depression and anxiety to relationship, teen, and children's issues. And now, here's today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Christina Broomfield here on Friday, the last day of the week. Thank you for tuning into our program. We've had the wonderful opportunity of interviewing Kevin Kaczynski. Kevin is a school counselor, has been pushing two decades now in Warren, Michigan, and he is the author of the new book called entitled Behind the Counselor's Door, coming out March 24th. Welcome back, Kevin.
Thanks for having me. It's been great to be with you this week.
It has. We have had more fun off air than
right.
We have had on air. We are just visiting and sharing, and I get so excited and caught up in all of the stories and your passion for what you've done here. And so thank you. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. It's been a joy.
Yeah. So this new book, Behind the Counselor's Door, written to teenagers,
right?
With teenager stories,
yep.
All throughout the book. Certainly recommended that parents read it as well.
Absolutely.
Will be coming out March 24th.
Yep.
And we will have a link up on our website, perspectivesoftroy.com. A link right there. We'll have it up March 24th. The day of. And we'll click that on. And, you mentioned that you're going to be having a book signing. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah. At Barnes & Noble on Hall Road there, M59. We're doing a book signing from 2 to 4 p.m. on that Sunday, March 22nd. And certainly looking forward to having people stop by, say hello,
okay.
and pick up a copy of it.
You know, and we should have been saying that all week, but that is March
22nd. Yep.
That's
Sunday
a Saturday.
Afternoon.
That's a Sunday afternoon.
Afternoon.
Okay. Barnes & Noble right there on Hall Road. You'll be 2 to 4. And you're going to sign those books. Are you going to say anything? I mean, these authors, they have a little line that they put. You need to come up with one.
I'll have
personalize
to do that.
I'll
have
that.
To do that. Absolutely.
All right. But we encourage our listeners to get out and get their copy. And if you're not able to make that, then you will be able to order it. You can order it through perspectivesoftroy.com again and click on the link. So we are winding down. And I just have, we're going to summarize the week. You really shared specifically what the book talks about. But what has surprised you the most about working with teenagers? Because this is really what is the motivator for this book.
Absolutely. And honestly, it's two extremes. The first one is their level of resiliency. I mean,
wow.
Kids will survive. I've never had a student say, I wanted to be a failure.
Mm.
They will overcome obstacles. They will persevere. They may not always do it in the most appropriate manner, but their goal is to be resilient and to persevere. On the flip side of that, though, I've noticed an increasing battle with apathy. It's just the, I don't care. And we kind of talked about this a couple days ago where, teenagers live in the moment.
Mm.
They live for now. So why should I worry about what I'm going to do 2 years after I graduate, or after I graduate, when I'm a freshman right now?
Mm-hmm.
The level of investment for something long term seems to be getting more difficult. I think part of that is because they want instantaneous results, and they
I was going to ask you that
a level of reward for an investment. I do homework, I get a grade. I take a test. If I study, I get a good grade.
Mm-hmm.
That's immediate gratification. Thinking, planning long term, having a vision for what they want for their life, it's too far away, and I hear that often. So on one side, you've got teenagers who really are survivors and resilient and overcomers, yet you've got a growing percentage, I believe, of kids who are apathetic, who just don't care. And that's certainly a struggle that continues to be growing.
And I love the fact that you shared that it has increased probably because of instant gratification with all of the networking and everything that you just get it right away. You don't have to wait. You don't have to think about that phone call that might come when you get home and answer the phone that's hanging on the wall. I'm dating myself here. So, and my second question to you is, what do you hope to achieve through people reading your book?
My biggest desire is going to be honesty, just a willingness to look at yourself in the mirror as a teenager, as a parent, and be honest with who you are. I have often told kids, you can lie to me, you can lie to other kids, but for the most part, you can't lie to yourself. You always know if you are being honest or not. Mm-hmm. You might be trying to fool, deceive, etc., but you know who you are, and you know if you're telling the truth or doing the right thing or not. Temptation, peer pressure, you know, mm-hmm. certainly impacts that. But if you don't like where you're at in life, you have to take an honest look at yourself to be willing to change it.
I love that.
Most people, including adults, unfortunately, can't do that. My hope is if teenagers read the book, start doing that younger, mm-hmm. they can do that later, as they grow older and as they go through life.
What a goal. That is a wow goal. We need to hear from our sponsor. We'll be right back.
It wasn't that long ago that everything seemed fine. Things were relatively normal. But now, instead of smooth sailing, your life has turned into complete turmoil, and you feel completely overwhelmed. You need to know that there is help. You don't have to walk this path alone because of the help that's available at Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our over 35 therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help with troubling issues such as anxiety and depression, self-esteem, anger, and addiction. We have Christian therapists that also specialize in children, teen, and family therapy, even biblically-based marriage counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know that life is quite unpredictable. It's very easy to go from smooth sailing one day to complete turmoil the next, but you don't have to walk alone. There is help. Call and make an appointment with one of our caring Christian therapists today. Take the first step. Call Perspectives Christian Counseling right now. The number for the Troy location at Big Beaver and Crooks is 248-244-8644. And for the Sterling Heights office at 17 Mile and Ryan, call 586-268-6712.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives. We are winding down the week Friday with the last segment of our program, talking with Kevin Kaczynski, author of the new book coming out, Behind the Counselor's Doors. It'll be available March 24th. You can click on perspectivesoftroy.com, and there'll be a link, and you also shared. There'll be a book signing March 22nd at Barnes & Noble on Hall Road.
2 to 4.
That's a Sunday afternoon. But, you know, you visited all week long with us, Kevin. Thank you. And I promise that the last segment, as we wind down this week's program, there was a couple really important points that you wanted to share. You said in one of our conversations that you believe in teenagers. What do you mean by that? You want to say, I got to tell them, I believe in teenagers. What do you mean by that?
You know, there's so much good in teenagers, and I just feel like it never gets the spotlight. And what do we all thrive on? Affirmation. We all want to hear or know that we're doing a good job. Mm. And unfortunately, with the way our media-driven culture is it's the shocking things that makes the headlines, yeah. not the kids who are making good choices and doing right things. And I believe the book can be that piece or that catalyst to say, you know what? You can be what our society needs. You know, be honest with yourself. Take the stories of the kids in the book to heart. Be willing to look at yourself through their eyes and make choices, you know, to better yourself moving forward. But there's a lot of good in teenagers today. I believe in them immensely. It doesn't get the press, the personal satisfaction that I've seen in countless kids over the years shows that There's a lot of great things happening in the lives of teenagers, and will continue.
And I think as adults, as we both sat here, both of us from two different generations, but we need to remember that this these kids growing up in the high schools, going into college, are the next generation of our adults.
Right.
And, you know, the affirmation, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm often I see how the bed didn't get made right.
Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely.
So I want to correct them. Well, you know, the sheet is showing, and it doesn't matter how the bed looks, does it?
Right. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. You know, there's a lot of challenges for kids as it relates to growing up. And you got to give your best. You know, anything less is good enough. The way I explain it to kids quite simply is, you know what? You wouldn't want your doctor getting C minuses because you wouldn't want them working on your heart then.
I love that. Okay. And they can relate to
and
that
they
one.
They can relate to that. They totally get it when I say, you know what? They settle for passing. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't want your doctor just passing.
Wow.
You want them to excel.
Wow.
And help kids will do that too.
You know, this book is going to touch so many lives. It's going to have such an impact on kids growing up. I can just feel it. I can see where this is going to go. And so after reading the book, they're going to be good to go, right? They're going to be that's the end.
Unfortunately, no. Reading the book is just the beginning, is how I see it. It's a book that allows you to think about a lot of things and see where you stand on a lot of issues, both as a parent and as a teenager. But reading the book is just the beginning. It's what are you going to do as a result of reading the book? Too many of us don't like change. We like everything to stay the same. Mm-hmm. We don't embrace change, in part because it's scary. We don't mm-hmm. know what's going to come next.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for teenagers, if you think about it, going through high school and into college, it's scary. They don't know what's going to come next. Am I going to be accepted? Am I going to get that scholarship? Am I going to pass that test? Is my standardized test score good enough to be admitted? So reading the book is the beginning, and I hope that as a result of reading the book, parents, teenagers will be willing to make the necessary changes to say, you know what, this book was a difference maker for me because I didn't just read the book. I was honest with myself to make the necessary changes in life. If it's, you know what, I got to do more homework,
mm-hmm.
then I got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to do community service, I'm gonna raise my level of awareness, and I'm going to reach out to those in need, realizing, you know what, I don't have everything I want, but you know what, these people are much worse off than me. Or maybe it's the person who I talk about in the book who came here from overseas,
mm-hmm.
and you read about their struggles of going to school in America, coming from overseas. We complain about it just going to school, yet these kids will walk 5 miles just to go to school.
Wow.
You know, so I hope that it'll just be a catalyst to be just the beginning for kids to move forward and make something of their lives.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Kevin, for spending the week with us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it was wonderful. I want to encourage our listeners to go on our webpage at perspectivesoftroy.com. The link will be there to click. March 24th, it'll be up. You'll get more information about the new book, Behind the Counselor's Door. And if you can make the book signing, Barnes & Noble, Hall Road, March 22nd, Sunday from 2 to 4. All right. Until Monday.
Thank you for listening to Family Life Perspectives, sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers. We trust that this program has given you valuable insights that you can put to use today. Perspectives has a full staff of professional Christian therapists ready to help. For an appointment with a specialist in your area of need, call Perspectives Counseling Centers right now. The number for the Troy location is 248-244-8644. And for Sterling Heights, call 586-268-6712.